RZLT and Gerald TR.
TR and 4ZLK. Good evening, Tom. I just got a couple minutes.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear you, Shane. Oh, well, how's your daughter doing down there?
And I spoke to her briefly today. We were gone last week. But she's able to get out. She's made some laps around the neighborhood, around the block in the neighborhood, so she's definitely improving.
Glad to hear it, Shane. Boy, that's rough. Our youngest daughter, that's the ex-football player that's down here at GE, she had a, what they call an operation, a re-implantation of these pipes that went into a certain area, and otherwise she'd have been on a ostomy the rest of her life, and it was successful, and boy, that scared the dickens out of us. And I have to ask Bernice, but I think she was 5 or 6 years old, and when they brought her out of surgery, she had, I don't know, 6 or 7 tubes sticking out of her, and I was a bit on the upset side.
Imagine that, especially when the child is young. I mean, it's bad enough when they're an adult. I'm grateful we didn't ever have to face anything with any of our kids when they were young, anything that serious. So I'm glad she did all right. Well, I hope you guys are well. I'm just about back in my yard. It's pouring down rain. There's a cloud I can see all around it, but it's really dumping on me. And I'm going to get out and find my trailers. I've got to hook up and get ready to go to Atlanta. I appreciate the call tonight, Tom. I hope you're well. And maybe tomorrow night we can talk a little longer. Say hello to Bernice. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Yeah, it's great to hear you. I had heard a rumor, not over the radio, that you might have been QSY by one of your neighbors. But it was kept secret. But at any rate, great to hear you. And I saw that on the radar. I looked out the window, and it was getting dark over that way. Not too big a cell, but it was supposedly headed south when I looked about half hour ago. Take care. Be safe, say. N4Z, okay. N0TR73. HKX, N0TR. N0TR. Or QLG. KO4QLG, N0TR.
Just heard you calling for Patrick. Was walking over here to the radio to say something to you. How you doing this evening? KO4QLG.
Well, I was just wanting to check on you, old man. In ham radio, everybody's an old man. O-L-E. Doing pretty good, but I'm awfully upset.
Upset about?
Well, I'd ordered some skivvy shorts from Amazon, and they weren't right. So anyways, Bernice and I went to Walmart today over in Greer, and we got some of these Fruit of the Looms, and boy, they're the right size and fit just right. So as I was headed to the rain locker tonight, she was unwrapping the packages there, and she said, "You know where these are made?" And I said, "Well, usually it's China, you know." And no, South Vietnam. So I don't know. I might just do without, Chris.
I can imagine. That's pretty sad. At least it's not South Korea.
You mean North Korea? South Korea'd be all right. I was leaving myself wide open there for you to say, "Oh my, what a thought." Rusty would have got me on that one, or Dave, but he was a little slow tonight. But, you know, I got some tennis shoes the other day, and they was made in Vietnam, and they're Brooks. They're good tennis shoes. Oh, well, guess it's a new ally. It wasn't back in our day.
Sir, I think it was quite the opposite back then.
To today, let's see, besides going to Walmart, I had to feed and water the chickens and clean their watering system a little bit of the cups. They got 5-gallon barrels, and they got 3 cups on each one or more, and they got a little spigot in them, and it's a float, so every time it gets low, it fills up. So I went out and washed those out, and tomorrow I got to check the 5-gallon bucket and maybe put some apple cider vinegar. And I sprayed the raspberries with some liquid 7, and I sprayed some liquid 7 on the grapevines to keep the dead burned June bugs off. Boy, when those things attack, they can eat all the leaves off of a vine in a couple of days.
Fed to my strawberry plant. It makes me sick. I already have to fight the bugs, ants and bugs. To give me one or two to eat, I have to eat it before it gets ripe. Because if I don't get it first, then they'll gobble it up quick. But them beetles, I just demolish everything.
So, Chris, the good thing about 7 dust, or liquid 7, I don't like the dust. I can't get it. You got to buy a thing called a puffer and puff it out. It's got to be a pretty still day and you're going to be eating it. And I'm just not crazy about it. So I buy a bottle of liquid 7. You can get it anywhere. And it takes 4 ounces of it. In a gallon, if I remember rightly, and put it in one of those sprayers, and you can actually harvest them the next day. So I sprayed the strawberries today, but Bernice, well, there's not as many strawberries as we used to have, and the dead burned snails were bad, and they got some pellets for that, but 7 is pretty inert, respect to chemicals, because if you can eat the strawberries the next day, it's not very toxic. So you could try that on them, Chris. That'll keep the June bugs off, I'll guarantee you.
I've been using diatomaceous earth, and you can actually eat that stuff, but it doesn't kill on contact. It dries them out and they die that way.
Sure. Well, I've heard of that stuff. I kind of think that's what Bernice dusts the chicken coop with. It can be used in food plants and stuff. It's pretty inert. But 7, if those beetles are on there, Chris, by the hundreds, they'll start falling off instantaneously. It seems like they just come all at once, and by golly, it's around the 1st of June, and it'll keep them off for a long time. It's pretty good stuff, and it's cheap.
Or QLG. Yeah, Dawn dishwashing detergent kills them too. But grew up with that 7 dust. That stuff stinks, but of course we had the powder and the puffer. And Daddy would go around spraying her trees and smell that stuff for a mile away. But it worked. That's for sure it did.
He liked them. The powder, and haven't used it in a long time, but it's the very same thing in a plastic bottle, and you can get it at any of the places, Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever, and it makes a whole lot. I mean, 4 ounces makes a gallon, and I think there's 16 ounces in there, so that's about 4 gallons. Well, let me see, I think it was Sunday, I noticed my milk in the fridge wasn't doing all that great. We got one of them real nice LG refrigerators 2 years ago. Well, I shouldn't have bought it, I know, but it was redesigned, and I liked the way the condenser was built and everything on the newer one. So I gave the other one to Chad for out in the shop, and I don't know how that man got that out of here, but he's a giant of a man, but he did, and then helped us get the other one in. God bless him, I'm telling you, we'd have never got it in there. But it went on the fritz, and I bought a new digital thermometer. It had one in there that was bimetal, so it was really, really old. So I got a new digital one, and it gives the highs and the lows. And it was staying around 46 degrees, which is set on 35, sometimes 36. So I got the suspicion that Dad Burns' same problem with that other one was that the evaporator froze up inside. And so they eventually put two heaters on it. They're strip heaters. And I think that solved it. I had everything replaced on that thing that was replaceable. I mean, control board, compressor, yada, yada, yada. So Chad ought to have a good one. Well, this one here, I think it's just about the same thing. Let me drop this. I took my steamer and I went down under there, and I can't squat down very long, Chris. I get leg cramps and I'm getting old. And anyways, I seen some ice clumps back there in the back of it that I could reach, and I steamed them off. That's what they use, the technicians. And but I couldn't get it to evaporate, and I ain't about to take that thing apart. I just hurt too much. I can't do it. So I calls, we got the warning from Home Depot this time because we bought it there. It was on sale. Don't buy it from Costco. You call their concierge, and buddy, they'll take it from there and get you a serviceman out. I call that thing, I don't know how many times, and every time, push this button for this and this button for that. Finally, I got a human being. But it was a Spanish-speaking individual, of course, and I couldn't understand him worth a darn. He'd troubleshoot this thing. I said, hey, I've had an HVAC license since back in the 80s. And I said, I can tell you what's the matter with it. You got a fan that failed and the evaporator's freezing up. I need a technician. Well, I'll send you an email, and you follow the instructions. Well, the email comes, and it says, oh, you got to take everything out of the fridge, I call it ice box. And I noted that the freezer was freezing, but the upper part wasn't. But you got to take everything out of the ice box, put it in coolers or in another freezer, I guess, or else lose it all, and wait 24 hours for that sucker to defrost. Or you can take one of those steamers, if you know how to take that inside panels off of that thing, and be done in 10 minutes. And I got to thinking about that, and I called him back and said, well, I tried that. Well, no, you couldn't have, because we just told you this morning. I said, I did that over the weekend. It didn't work. Anyways, finally, they got me to a technician, and they're going to send a technician out. Well, I told them what days would be available because of doctor's appointments and that. Sure enough, that was the days they wanted to come. About four or five other text messages. They're finally going to send a technician. So I'll never buy another appliance from Home Depot as long as I live. And I paid an extra $200 for that stupid warranty.
Before that happened, I'm glad you told me about that. My refrigerator here at the house is getting pretty old. I figured I'd be replacing it within the next year or two. I'll keep that in mind. I do appreciate it.
Well, this was an LG, and it had a pretty price tag on it, let me tell you. You can tap on the window and look inside and all that stuff. And I thought, well, that's the last one I'll ever buy. And, you know, in the old days, if you bought a Kelvinator, a Philco, a GE, it lasts 20, 30 years. We got one down here that's that old, a Frigidaire. My daughter's got a Frigidaire. She never had any trouble with it. So when they say LG is life's good, don't buy it. It sucks. Anyways, I'm going to get in trouble for bad-mouthing their product, but we've had nothing but trouble with it, and the guy I met in there said, I'll never buy another one. He had the same problem. Anyways, I'll get off of here, Chris. It's, get off my soapbox. It's 5 minutes till the net time, but it's great to hear you. I'm glad you're doing okay. And Bernice is upstairs making homemade oatmeal cookies. Take care, my friend. KL42LG and 0GR73.
I'll get you here in a minute. I think I'm going to step in there and give me some strawberry ice cream. Got to talk about strawberries. And we'll holler at you here in a minute. KL4QLG, I'm clear.
Package in the mail, Chris, is Vietnamese undershorts in it. You'll know where it come from. Take care. N0TR.